Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels during this Advent season. Today, we're going to look at Luke chapter 1, verses 53 through 55. We're continuing Mary's song of praise after she learned she was going to be the mother of Jesus. God has filled the hungry with good things. He has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. The realization that she would bring the Son of God into the world was more than Mary could contain. When she saw Elizabeth's pregnancy and confirmed the angel's promise, Mary proclaimed her joy and praise in song. Her satisfaction was found in God alone. Mary confessed that food, even the abundant and extravagant food the rich can afford, fill us for a while, but ultimately leave us longing for more. But God fills those who are hungry for him with good things, things that bring lasting satisfaction. Jesus would later say in his Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." Mary's song previews this beatitude. As Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, perhaps this is one of the truths he learned from his mother. Mary concludes her prayer with the reminder that God has not forgotten his people Israel. His promise to the nation's ancestors was about to be fulfilled. The Messiah was on his way. Lord, your word is always true. Your promises can always be trusted. Thank you for being worthy of my trust. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If we can pray for you during this Christmas season, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.